Blog Talk Radio.
I've seen too many children with their hands and fingers reaching out. What kind of world are we living in when their eyes are filled with doubt? I hear voices calling down. Voices calling down.
Aloha and welcome to Catch the Wave and Save a Life radio show. That song opening up was is by Cheryl Ray Mullen. It's called Voices from the Heart. She put that together back in 2002, and her and I crossed paths again just recently. And it's just perfect for what we are doing here with World Impact Solutions and the life-saving products that we sell to help change the lives of children all over the world. So thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks, Cheryl, for your incredible song. I love it. It fits so perfectly with what we're doing here. Super excited about today. We're going to be talking about a campaign, a summer campaign that we're promoting right now to save 1,000 lives this summer. So we're going to kind of share, me and Michael are going to share with you today how you can get involved and help us with that goal this summer. Also, do check out my website, catchthewavehawaii.com. All of my information is there. You can read my story about my trip to Africa in October and how you can save the lives of children all over the world from your home and your community and how you can make an impact. So I'm going to welcome Michael aboard. Aloha, my friend across the pond.
Good morning. Aloha from Texas. How are you, Sandy?
I'm good. You know, I'm a little groggy today. You know, it's a three-day weekend. It's something about, I guess it's a mental thing. When it's a three-day weekend, you just get really lazy. So I have been very lazy this weekend, but I know I must need it because I'm tired.
Well, okay. Well, enjoy it. How are things in the Haiku rainforest? Imagine it's beautiful,
you know,
around your neck of the woods.
It has been absolutely gorgeous all weekend. We've had no rain. The skies have been blue. I mean, Maui is just so beautiful right now, and summer is upon us, so you can really feel summertime here.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like we've got someone calling in. So I'm going to get this line really quick, and let's just see who it is. Okay? Hold on.
Okay. Great.
Aloha. This is Sandy. You are on the air.
Aloha, Sandy. It's Margette.
Oh, hi, good morning. It's so good to hear your voice, honey. Well, welcome aboard. I've got Michael here, too, and what a joy. It's good to hear you. How are you doing in California?
Thank you. Doing okay.
Good.
Are you in California, or are you still up in Oregon?
No, I'm in California now.
Okay. The beautiful city of San Luis Obispo, aren't you?
Yep.
Oh, it's one of my favorite
cities.
I'm
trying to get her out to Maui in like a few weeks. So we got to book that
really?
Ticket, girl.
I know. I'm looking. Trust me.
Margaret, are you sure? I should be there late June and into July is when I'm planning to get there. I need to buy my ticket this week as well. So maybe we'll all connect on Maui. That'd be great.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah, we could have some fun.
That'd be incredible. But anyway, thanks for sitting in with us, girlfriend. And I'm gonna have you come in and say a few things in a few minutes. But I want to get this jump started. We got about 30 minutes on the show this morning, but want to just kind of talk about this summer campaign. Michael, you kind of came up with the idea, and I loved it. And why don't you go over what it's about, and also tie in World Impact Solutions as well with the micronutrients and. And then I can share how everybody can get involved. But why don't you just open up and talk about the campaign and how you were led to come up with this idea.
Great. Well, I'd be glad to, Sandy. No problem at all. World Impact Solutions, Sandy and I have been involved with them for quite some time, it seems like now. And they really are, I love the title of their company. We, Sandy and I, are affiliates with them, but it's World Impact Solutions, and they are truly, truly impacting the world in three different ways, by the way. they have an incredible insecticide net fighting insect airborne diseases like malaria and Zika, and they have the most amazing water filter system you've ever seen. And you guys can find that, those that you're listening, on Sandy's website. There's information on that. But what we, Sandy and I, are focusing on this summer is malnutrition. And I was in a seminar and on an online webinar about 6 weeks ago, highlighting how serious malnutrition is in the world. And it just touched my heart, and I thought up, I don't know how I thought it up, but really nourish 1,000 children. And I don't even know how I came up with that number, Sandy. Nourish 1,000 children campaign in the summer of 2016. And Sandy and I and some other friends of ours and some other affiliates with World Impact Solutions, Bruce Beam, Gilbert from Uganda, and Mindy and Anthony Serrano from Grand Junction, Colorado, and some other folks, the whole host, we've decided to really promote nourishing 1,000 children this summer, over the summer. And 1,000 is an important number, Sandy. The first, as you know, Sandy, the first 1,000 days of a child's life, from conception till age 2, is so, so critical. And around the world, particularly in low-income developing countries, up to 36, over 40, and in some cases, up to 50% of the children under 5 suffer from severe, under 2, take the 1,000 days, suffer from severe, acute, chronic, and those aren't my words, these are United Nations words, malnutrition. So that's why we kind of picked up this campaign to try to nourish 1,000 children over the summer, and we can do that through an amazing company called World Impact Solutions. Malnutrition, guys, is such a critical, as I said, around the world. Here in the United States, we don't think about it much. However, there are some malnutrition does exist here in our country, but not to the extent that it's killing children. Every 5 seconds, a child dies somewhere in the world. It can be contributed to malnutrition. Now, they might not die. They might die of malaria. They might die of a simple thing as diarrhea because of drinking unclean water. But they die because their bodies don't have the natural antibiotics in it. They're not strong enough because they're nutrient deficient. Their mental health in Bangladesh. A tremendous amount, I can't think of the number right now, I don't want to say it because I don't remember it, are deficient in vitamin A, contributing to a high rate of blindness in children under 5, and it's irreversible. Stunting is huge. There's so many numbers around the world, from Bangladesh to Vietnam to all the countries, and primarily in Africa as well. Primarily, this critical cases are in sub-Saharan Africa, countries like Uganda, Ethiopia, Kenya, Nigeria, the Congo, Uganda, South Africa, well, all the countries. Up to 36% of all African children under 5 are malnourished. So that's the campaign, and that's what was pushed, and you can tell from my excitement, my passion, that we can make a difference, because the wonderful thing about the good news is it's totally 100% preventable, and there's solutions out there. The United Nations, the World Health Organization, organizations like GAIN, the Global Alliance for Improved Nutrition, which is one of the distributors for World Impact Solutions. So they can assure you, if you're listening here and considering helping us on this campaign, folks, you can be assured that GAIN or Matalia's Hope, another organization that World Impact Solutions works with in Kenya, or Rise Africa, who they work with in Uganda, you can be assured without a doubt that the products will be put into the bodies of these malnourished children in Africa or perhaps even in Southeast Asia. But that's kind of the program in a nutshell, Sandy. We could talk more about malnutrition, but I'll turn it back over for you for a little bit. I'm sure you've got some comments. A couple of other, real quickly. It costs as little as less than a dollar a day to put these micronutrients, these World Impact Solution micronutrients. I'll let you talk about the micronutrient. You're such an expert on that product that we market, and it has 17 nutrients in it, but it can prevent that blindness in Bangladesh. It can prevent so many of the complications, stunting, mental illness. But turn it back to you for a little bit, Sandy.
Yeah, you know, I was watching, this really hit me the other day. I was watching, of course, everybody probably saw it on Thursday. It was Red Nose Day, okay, and it was like impacting the world with children in poverty. And there was an interview that this guy was doing with this kid who literally had no food through the weekend. He'd only get food at school. And that's what that in these countries, I mean, literally in these third world countries, these children are not getting food at all sometimes during the day.
No.
But this child was, I mean, they're starving to death. But this one thing that this kid said that really hit me, and it's the physical impact of what's happening to you when you're not eating. And I know for me, when I get hungry, I start turning into a bear. You know, I mean, I'm just, my body's hungry. I need to nourish my body. But one thing that this kid said is at night, you know, he'd try to go to sleep, but he was hungry, and he would press on his stomach to kind of, like, get rid of the pain, like he's having hunger pains. And that really just, it really hit me like a brick. And, you know, some of these kids in these countries obviously aren't getting any food, and then whatever food they're getting really doesn't have the vitamins and minerals that they need to help them grow and, you know, prevent blindness and prevent stunted growth and to prevent mental illness and your brain developing and all the things that can happen when you're not getting the nutrients that you need in these in the vitamins and minerals that they need in their food. So these micronutrients are water soluble. They can mix them in water. They can mix them in their food. But what it does, it's just like it's like taking a vitamin that you would take every day, and it's crushed up, and it's put in their food, and they eat it. And the results that we're seeing from them eating the micronutrients within their food, like Matania's Hope, for instance, Michelle Stark, she has seen firsthand the reverse of malnutrition in these children's lives by them being able to attend school. They're more attentive. They're staying healthy. They're not getting sick. They're not missing school because they're not getting the nourishment that they need. So these micronutrients work amazingly well to reverse the signs of malnutrition in a child. So I want you to go to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com, and go to my World Impact Solutions page. All the information is there. I just figured out it takes 20, and just so you know, $20 will supply 30 days for a child a micronutrient. So I'm getting these micronutrient packs one a day for 30 days at $20. I want you to think about this. I just hit the calculator and I looked at it. It's 67 cents a day. That's like your change that you throw into a cup when you walk into the house. It's 67 cents a day that you can actually change the life and save the life of a child from malnutrition. And every 5 seconds, a child dies from something that's totally preventable like this. And it's so simple, but we need you to act and to help us. So this Nourish 1,000 Children Summer Campaign, if we had everybody pitch in $20, we could do this in a hurry. It could happen really, really quick. And I want to encourage all of you out there, if you are thinking of getting involved with just $20, I want to encourage you to take it a step further. Do it on a monthly basis because they will get what they need every month, and it's not good for them to go on it for 30 days and then not go on it. So it's very, very Absolutely. Important that they get these nutrients every single day, because even if they get it for 30 days, yeah, it's going to start reversing the signs of malnutrition in their life. But the problem is if they go off of it, it's just going to start all over again. And they mm-hmm. start back to where they started. So it's very important for them to get these micronutrients every single month nonstop. So if you can do $20 on a monthly, you are saving the life of a child and giving them what they need on a daily basis ongoing. So I want to encourage all of you, if you're listening, do it. It's 67 cents a day. That's like, it's nothing really when you think about it, but it's something to a child who's sitting there really needing these micronutrients to help them grow and thrive and be all that they want to be, you know, in their lives and all that they were created to be. So I want to encourage all of you out there, if you are listening, please step on board. This is, I know we can do this. We're just starting summer. It's Memorial Day. We have 3 months to hit our 1,000 goal by the end of the summer. And with everybody participating, we can really impact a lot of children's lives. So just want to encourage you out there to do that. Michael, I'm going to let you piggyback off of what I just said if you want and jump in.
Well, you mentioned the name Michelle Stark, and I've never met Michelle Stark in person, but I've chatted with her, and she, I believe she's still in Kenya. She lives in Illinois, but her organization, the Taya's Hope, as you mentioned, she serves over 1,200 students, I believe, in 4, maybe 5 schools in the rural areas of Kenya. And you're exactly right, Sandy. These World Impact Nutrients, Solution Nutrients, have been put in their bodies for now quite some time. And in fact, she has a porridge program where the micronutrients, each child puts a packet into their porridge every day for lunch. And in many cases, even that one cup of porridge is still the only meal or food that child will consume in that entire day. So, in fact, it also has increased the attendance because they know they're going to get a child, at least Monday through Friday. Like you said, the one child you saw on the weekends, he doesn't get to eat. But if they don't eat that bowl of porridge or a cup of porridge, they don't get the nutrients. And over time now, you're right, Michelle is tracking their grades, their health, their hair is growing out better, their eyes, the whites of their eyes are clearer, not yellow, and their skin is yellow. They're not they don't have jaundice anymore. It's amazing results, and it's trackable. And Michelle is so just elated what it has done to those 4 or 5 schools that she works with in rural Kenya through Mentalia's Hope. And it's a wonderful organization. She's a distributor for World Impact Solutions. And we need, as you said, to continue those daily dosages of the micronutrient pack. So if you can commit, folks, to even 6 months, you can control it yourself. You can give as long as you feel you need to or move to. But a 6 month to 9 month, 3 month even, if you start off with just we can make sure that World Impact Solutions are getting these campaigns and projects, whether in Kenya or South Africa, funded and get these micronutrient packs. World Impact Solutions gives these nutrients to these organizations. They literally give them to them and ship them to where they want shipped. So we have them shipped, or not we, but World Impact Solutions had them shipped to Nairobi, and they're going to ship them. They've already shipped products to South Africa, and they need to send more. So, but it is a great program. It's a wonderful company. You can learn more about World Impact Solutions on Sandy's website, too. She has some great information there and links to other links to within World Impact Solutions. You can look at the product, find out what's in the product, the 17 nutrients, and there's some great opportunity there and great choices for you to impact children, whether one child or up to as many children as you want. $20 a month, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, up to 5 children. And then, Sandy, you might want to talk about the the matching program that World Impact Solutions has launched through the rest, or indefinitely, as far as I understand, at least through the summer, the matching program, to where if you purchase some of these products and help send them around the world, they will match. So if you purchase a 30-day supply for a child, they will match that. And in fact, you will then impact two children's lives. So there's
mm-hmm.
some amazing different choices and all kinds of choices. You control your purchases. You control the how often, monthly, what day you want it to come out of your account and every month, and can stop it, start it, whatever. But there's some one-time purchases. You can do a year's supply for a child. And Sandy, do you have that link? Can you pull up that link?
Yeah, I do.
And go over that
I'm looking.
You can actually, I think it's $120, isn't it, or something like that, for a year.
Yeah. Now, we have these power packs for $120. It's a one-year supply of micronutrients for a child. But the great thing about the company is they'll match that. So your $120 will not only save one child, it'll save two. So the retail value is $240, but you're only paying $120. So, and
mm-hmm.
you're saving the lives of two children instead of one. So they do have these power packs that they offer. They even have a Power Pack 24. The Power Pack 24 is going to provide two children with a one-year supply for $240. And then they're doing matching off of that as well. So it's a very, they have amazing ways where you can really create a greater impact, with a higher amount of purchase for each of these. But just a really great matching program for you to get involved in to help, save more than just one child. So I think the $120 one is really amazing. It's not much when you really think of it in this grand scheme of things, but you're giving
mm-hmm.
two children a year's supply of micronutrients. And $120, when you really think about it, that's not very much, but that's an incredible impact that you're making on two children's lives.
Can you really think about that, Sandy? You could do that math, and that actually now you're down to, 30-something cents a day for two children, over 365 days a year, that's going to provide these micronutrients for these children, which will make you don't understand, folks, unless you've been to these third world countries. And Sandy and I are going to Africa in October, and Sandy will
mm-hmm.
experience it for her first time. But when you see what these children are like and you hold them in your arms, a child, 1, 2, 3, or 4, and see how malnourished they are, we are making a difference, and we can make a difference. Together, we can really in this malnutrition around the world. So I encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
All this information, again, is totally and really cool how Sandy has set her website up, catchthewavehawaii.com. And look at the tabs at the top. There's a variety of tabs, products, distributors. Learn more about Matalia's Hope in Kenya from distributors and GAIN and Arise Africa. And then read the story about World Impact Solutions, and then go to the product side and go to World Impact Solutions tab, and that can direct you to how you can help us accomplish this campaign to nourish 1,000 children this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's we're just the vehicle, Sandy, to help us
connect
folks around the world. You can buy these products with around the world. And you can be assured that World Impact Solutions will make sure these products are shipped and given to these amazing people that have feet on the ground around the world, and will hand that micronutrient pack to a child each day. It's just a wonderful, wonderful program, a wonderful company. I'm proud to be an affiliate for them, and it's my passion right now is to market these products, and I'm really focusing on micronutrients for the summer right now. So So we're kind of running up out on time. This half hour is
we are.
So I want to get Margaret. I don't know if you want to ask Margaret real quickly to what she's doing.
Yeah,
and,
Margaret.
But back to you.
Hi, doing okay. I got one of my questions answered because a lot of the people that I have talked to are, you know, well, how do we know that the kids are getting this or is there any, that they benefited from it? And so my question got answered with you, Michael, talking about the person over there that is tracking this stuff. And I think that's really important for the people who are, putting their money out there. They want to make sure that there's a return for their money. It's not just some, I'm sending my $20. Now, you know, where is it going to? So that answered my question to be able to answer theirs. And also I've been working with the church that I'm going to, and actually it's kind of interesting. The pastor is from Kailua and he came back over here. So, so I've been talking with him about it to see what we can do to, see what the church, if they're interested in, doing a, funding this, program on a monthly basis. So I've been talking with him about it, and he's going to present it to the board. So I'm kind of excited about that, only because, I mean, he knows from even over there, the locals, a lot of the people, there's kids over there that don't, even in Hawaii, that don't have a whole lot. And he's seen that. And when he's out on mission trips and all those sort of things. So he was really impressed by the information, that I had, showed him and presented him. And so I'm hoping that follows through. So I think that'd be a good thing too. But that was my big question, and that's what people ask me. Well, how do I know? Or, is the money going into your pocket? And I'm like, no. And so what?
Yeah.
So, you
raise
a great skeptical. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So in the nature of how things are done in our world now, and it is sad. But when a great company does come around every once in a while, when led by great men and women like Duncan Dodds and Jeff August and others with World Impact Solutions, and you get to learn. They just recently shared some information, I believe, on their Facebook page that they'd recently delivered 1,000 mosquito nets to Haiti and did seminars and orphanages. And so there is a great, great – you can find where this is being led. Go to Michelle Stark and ask her. Go to their website, Natalia Soap's website, and you can see a child putting the product in their cup. So it's amazing.
See, that's
what
I needed to be able to say, go here and see see where your money is going.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Real quickly, Sandy, I'm sorry to interrupt, but one thing about World Impact Solutions, you actually do know that a $20 purchase is, in fact, giving 30 days' supply. And this isn't a negative, but if you were to give the same $20 to a nonprofit organization that wants to do the same thing, provide micronutrients to a child, and they, in fact, then have to go out and buy them, you don't know your $20 to them, a certain percentage goes to their overhead, and that is how nonprofits work. They've got – so that only maybe $10 of a $20 gift to the nonprofit, like Matalia's Hope, would actually go to benefiting a child. They know that. Matalia's Hope loves being our distributor of ours because we, in fact, give them 30 days packets. And so it's an amazing, amazing idea. It's a new idea in the world of nonprofits and for-profits and how we are going to impact the world. So I'll give it back to you, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, and you know what I'll do, Margaret? I will send you to Matanya's Hope Facebook page so you can connect with Michelle Starks because she's a really good source of information in regards to what the micronutrients are doing in our villages over there. So I'll definitely make sure you get that information. And we are coming down to a close here, but I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you guys for calling in. Margaret, it's so good to hear your voice again. I've really missed you.
Me too.
But we are going to be back on 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time next week. Go to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com, to learn more. And we will see you next week. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Many children with their